Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody!
Delicious.
Episode 122.
Noah just took a poo.
I did. It was quick.
He decided to get this one out before Tancast.
I was in, I was out like a professional. I'm Tim, I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm in Noah in Tancast.
Why do you keep doing it backwards?
Because he's retarded.
Because I like to.
You like to be retarded?
Yep.
Yeah. Not retarded like he was born that way. Retarded like he acts like that.
He aspires to retardation.
Yep.
Got raised the bar, my friend.
Noah likes to put his head under heavy objects and just leave it there for a little while.
Or lower the bar, if you think about it.
No, I'm raising the bar.
Lowering it.
Raising it.
Lowering it.
Raising it.
Can't even limbo under that shit.
Hello, can't you go? Hello, can't you go? Mm-mm.
How loose is your caboose? Wait, what?
Okay.
Alright.
10 laughs?
10 laughs!
Why the fuck not?
It's time to read some 10 laughs!
10 laughs!
Send them in and we'll read your 10 laughs!
10 laughs!
Just send us in your jokes, we'll read it for you folks!
You'll laugh off your ass as we read some 10 laughs!
Who should go first?
I go first.
Andy, go first.
This one comes from Todd. Todd say, it popped into head yesterday. Make him laugh.
Why are you doing an impression of a racist Native American?
I'm not. I'm doing an impression of a guy who's just too busy to say all the words. All
right.
A bear and a rabbit were taking a dump in the woods next to each other. The bear looks over at the rabbit and asks him, do you have problems with the shit sticking to your fur? The rabbit says, no. The bear says, great, grabs him and wipes his ass with him.
I heard that one before.
I think we all have. I still love it.
I believe it. Eddie Murphy tells it in a stand-up special.
Eddie Murphy bloopers!
Eddie Murphy bloopers!
Murphy bloopers!
Alright.
Comfortable.
Me next?
Yeah, you next.
What's so funny?
I clicked on a link someone sent us about Crocs.
Down, poke it down, put that poke it down now!
Yes.
We'll and it was funny.
We'll discuss that at a later time. So, Joe sent us this one. Hello, Joe! That was poor attempt at an English accent. She says she warns us this is a bit of a groaner. I went to the other day. What? What the fuck, Tim? You just skipped like 3 words. Wow. That's amazing. All right. Here we go. Focus. I went to a zoo the other day, and there was just a dog there. It was a shit zoo.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I don't think that is a groaner. I think that's funny. It was a shit zoo.
Of course you would think that's funny, Tim.
She also says she is not a millionaire author. Damn it. We accused her of being J.K. Rowling. Rolling on a river.
Rolling like bowling.
She also has something else that I will bring up a little bit later.
All right.
Oh, and just to be a little pedantic, billionaire author.
Yep, you're pedantic.
She's got billions?
If she's got billions, then she's also a millionaire.
Yes, she is. But she's the world's first billionaire author.
What? Wow. She's doing better than Dan Brown? I don't believe it.
Billionaire.
I believe it.
Don't believe it. No. Dan Brown.
Yeah. Imagine if Dan Brown wrote 7. Well, actually, basically every single novel Dan Brown writes is exactly the same one. But imagine people bought it like as many times as people bought Da Vinci Code.
As opposed to the Harry Potters, which each one is so drastically different.
Well, it's a continuation of a story, so it is different in the sense that it's moving on the story along.
What I mean is you pick up a Dan Brown novel and you go, oh, yeah, right there. There's the creepy assassin. There's the guy who hired him. Here's the reason why.
There's a twist.
What I mean is First he fights with that family he stays with, then he gets on the train, then they see some magical shit, then there's a Quillage match, then he discovers shit he's not supposed to discover, and it's all okay.
That's the first movie.
That's no, actually, Tim's right. That's Harry pretty Potter. Much all of the books. They cut the
with
he
the
fights with
the last
the,
one.
Yeah, they stop putting the shit goes down with the Dursleys in the beginning of all the movies because they're like, you know what? We got like 2 hours to do this.
Nipples.
That is an excellent point, Tim.
You've actually read the books, Tim?
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking always just reading Harry Potter books.
You are lying.
What? How dare you?
Tim does love to read.
How dare you impugn my character? How dare you?
So this joke is from Todd.
Double Todd dipping this week.
What?
We're double
I said double
dipping.
Todd dipping this week.
Oh. You know, do you guys ever watch the racing videos? Like, do you know Todd races?
I did not know.
That's crazy to me. It looks like he's on like a regular track racing around. I'm impressed. Way to go, Todd. You're doing it.
You are doing it, Todd. Doing it at high speeds.
Anyways, I believe it's called, this is entitled, This Is About As Good As It Gets, and he would like me to do it in my woman voice. So here we go. Have you ever, you know what my woman voice is. Do I have a regular woman voice?
what is my fucking woman voice? I don't even know.
Let me see. Mm.
What is Todd hassling me with bullshit?
Hey. Okay, here we go.
He's right. This is funny.
Have you ever been guilty of looking at others your own age and thinking, surely I can't look that old? Well, you'll love this one. Tee-hee. My name is Alice, and I was sitting in the waiting room for my first appointment with a new dentist.
You can leave now. close door, please.
Stephanie's coming in and watch him.
I noticed his DDS diploma on the wall, which bore his full name. Suddenly, I remembered a tall, handsome, dark-haired boy with the same name had been in my high school class some 30-odd years ago.
Are you standing by the door? No, it's not supposed to be you.
This is awesome!
Could he be the same guy that I had a secret crush on way back then? Upon seeing him, however, I quickly discarded any such thought. This balding, gray-haired man with the deeply lined face was too old to have been my classmate. After he examined my teeth, I asked him if he had attended Morgan Park High School. Yes, I did. I'm a Mustang, he gleamed.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I did. I'm a Mustang, he gleamed with pride.
When did you graduate? I asked. He answered,
In 1975. Why do you ask?
You were in my class, I exclaimed.
He looked at me closely. Then the ugly, old, bald, wrinkled-faced, fat-ass, gray-haired, decrepit son-of-a-bitch asked, What did you teach?
I call shenanigans.
You are a shenanigan.
I don't think that story happened.
Oh,
wow.
It totally happened.
Way to take a stand in life.
You idiot. You fair.
All right.
Why can't he be an idiot? Idiot.
Whoa, loudness.
Sorry.
You got your volume turned way up today?
What?
Who, me?
Tim.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That did not sound that loud to me.
It was loud in comparison to what he was talking, and then he was like, idiot!
You're crazy.
Now I've turned you guys down. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I'm glad I did too.
Oh, so did you want to bring up the thing now or later? The other Joe thing?
Oh, well, sure. Looked over to that tab. She says she soon wants to be a proud owner of one of those words tees. Down, poke it down, put that poke it down now. She's been thinking about getting one for ages. They're her favorite, and she says she's too frigid for the others, like hand jobs and free sex, etc. And the reason I bring this up, because I don't know if either of you have seen that dude on Comedy Central, had a special entitled Words, Words, Words.
As soon as I saw that, I turned to my wife, I went, Rip off! That is a motherfucking rip off!
Bo Burnham. Down, poke it down, put that
poke it down now. Fuck Bo Burnham. He could Bo Burnham my dick.
Yeah, and I'd be a lot more pissed off about it, except he seems like he's actually kind of funny.
He's no Tim Babb, if that's what you're trying to say. Or
well, yeah, because he's not failing. He's on Comedy Central. Has over 100,000 followers on Twitter. If he has a podcast, I'm sure more than 12 people listen.
100,000 smousin. We could have those numbers if we wanted.
Comedy Central, Cromedy Schmrentro.
But we don't want to sell out. We're keeping it real.
Real duh.
So I was thinking, should we take the words t-shirt out of the store and replace it with something else?
No, fuck or that guy.
All right.
You heard it here first. From Andy. Fuck that guy.
If you happen to be listening while recording this, you have until midnight to get one at 15% off.
Woo!
If you aren't listening while we record this, which is more than likely the case for everybody who's not Tim, Andy, or Noah, and apparently Stephanie hiding in the doorway, you're fucked. Full price for you.
But there'll be other sales.
Yes, there often are sales at the Cafe Press. I try to post them either on our Tancast Twitter or on our Facebook, or sometimes both. Although sometimes the sales are only in the marketplace. You can't get them by going to cafepress.com/Tancast. Mm-hmm. You have to go to cafepress.com/SK/Tancast. Why? I don't know. Is it lame? Of course it is.
Why? Because we love you.
We love to make it more difficult.
So if you were able to find the shirt just going to the main site, then you'd get 15% off, right?
Right. So that's why there's a collection of shirts that are in the marketplace, and for some reason it's the SK version of that website, so I just linked to that. Down, poke it down, put that
poke it down now. Excellent.
And now that we got that commerce out of the way, what does everybody want to talk about?
Let's talk about...
sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about my penis in your vajayjay all night long, and then I spunk on your face, and you go...
All right.
Is that not how that goes?
All right, all right.
All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
Well, me and Tim saw a movie yesterday.
We sure did.
What did we see, Tim?
Jackass in 3D.
Although, if you blinked, you might have missed it.
I'm done. I'm done with 3D. I said it after Avatar, and then they fucking pulled me back in with Jackass. Fuck it. No more. No more 3D. Never again will you get an extra $2 from me, 3D people. You hear me? Fuck you and your 3D.
What was it like? Momentarily 3D?
It just came and went, and it was never particularly like, oh, that was awesome in 3D.
Was even a full skit like in 3D? I think the beginning might have been 3D. There's a flying dildo that was in 3D.
I'm sure there were whole skits in 3D. It's just like, nothing was coming at the camera for the entire skit, so it was like, well, what's the point of this?
But I know some skits were just 2D. Like, there was nothing, maybe there was nothing to make it 3D, but I was just like, this does not look like different than any other movie.
I was surprised that penis piss cam was in 3D. I'm like, I didn't know you could get a 3D camera that small. That's not a dick joke. I'm just saying, like...
Was that 3D?
There's a maximum size of penises?
I had noticed.
That was one of the few things I'm like, oh, that's 3D. That's the other thing. It wasn't, like, dramatic 3D. Like, it wasn't, like, things right up in your face and things really far away. It was just like, oh, that's kind of 3D. Like, even the dildo that's shot towards your face.
Yep, that's exactly what it looks like when somebody shoots a dildo at my actual face.
That was nice. Like, that was a good use of 3D. Like, oh shit, there's a dildo coming at my face.
Well, first it was like, what the hell is that? Because it wasn't in focus. And then as it comes in focus, it's a wobbly dildo heading towards you in slow-mo. I think the slow-mo was more impressive than the 3D.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of slow-mo. Oh, yeah, slow-mo was nice because you could really see the reactions on people's face. Like, what the fuck?
They should have called it Jackass in slow-mo. Because they're getting old. They can't really go balls to the wall like they used to.
No. Oh, man, one guy, he had a perfectly good tooth yanked out. I don't understand that. There's a lot of, like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? And that was like, what the slow-mo was nice for. Because, like, sometimes even, like, they had Sean William Scott randomly. And he just had, like, a look of, like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
What? I can't believe I'm here to watch this happen.
And sometimes it was odd to me. Like, they would introduce someone. Like, hey, here's someone who probably is famous if you follow this thing. And then they would just stand there. I'm like, what was the point of having that person there?
They just happened by, hey, can I be in your movie?
Hey, I just watched you drink a sweatsuit cocktail.
I feel like we're spoiling it a lot for Andy, though. We're saying a lot of the things that happened.
Oh, I don't think that really spoils it.
Spoiler.
I'm having fun in my mind trying to figure out what the hell is a sweatsuit cocktail. Like, do they strain the cocktail through the sweatsuit? Do they blend the sweatsuit into a cocktail and then drink it?
Oh, no, sir.
Let me say, there's one camera guy who in every movie I remember from other movies always vomits. I'm like, really? Like, you're not used to this shit by now?
Well, the 3D crew is new. Is that the same guy from the other
two
movies?
I'm pretty sure I've seen him at least in the second movie also vomiting.
Hmm. Well, he said on The Daily Show that they got a whole new crew for this because of the 3D.
Maybe he got another crew in addition to, but I'm pretty sure that guy has been around.
Yeah, I think it was that they specifically got a crew to handle the 3D camera, but like the rest of the staff was all people that they'd worked with before.
So yeah, it was enjoyable, I felt. Tim didn't think it was as good as the previous versions.
I yes.
And I think it might have been as good if they hadn't had the 3D element. Like, I felt that was, like, what let down. I'm like, oh, that was what I expected, but I would just expect them to do more with the 3D part of it, if that's what they're going to go for.
I feel like the other versions were a little crazier.
Hmm.
There was some craziness.
I'm not saying there wasn't craziness. I'm just saying the other versions were crazier.
All right, fair enough.
Nobody drank any horse cum.
But they did some other quite disgusting stuff.
Horse cum, Noah. Horse cum.
is that the bar for you these days, Tim?
Once you've raised the bar to horse cum, where do you go from there?
I'll just say, this is something that's in the trailer, but I'm not going to say what happens, but the porta potty being launched.
You're not going to say what happens? It gets launched. What? There's no spoiler at that point.
Well, but there's something they don't show in the trailer.
That the porta potty's full, I'm going to assume?
Yes.
Yeah.
Way to go, Noah. You ruined it.
That was disgusting.
I kind of made that leap of logic as soon as I saw it in the trailer.
Wasn't there something like, they showed in the trailer where they attached a motorcycle to some bands and they're trying to take off in it? Was that in Jackass?
What?
Or was that something else?
Attach a motorcycle to bands?
Yeah, so you know those two bands they had for...
Like the who?
The porta potty?
You mean like bungees?
Yeah, bungees.
I don't remember seeing that.
Maybe that was something else I was watching. Yeah. Never mind.
Okay, so elastic bands, not like, are you ready to rock?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying, too.
Yeah, attach it to Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is a motorcycle and Modest Mouse.
Wow.
I would say it's definitely worth seeing. I would just see it at home, though.
All right.
Probably with a group of people, though. It's good hearing people's reactions.
Yeah, we didn't. Apparently at 10:15 in the morning, not everybody's scrambling out to see Jackass 3D.
I know. Shocking, isn't it?
Just five of us.
Martha, we're going to be late. Martha, come on. They had horse come in the last one. What are they going to do in this one?
My guy might have horse bukkake.
They got to go only up from there.
There's an episode of Robot Chicken called Boo Cocky. B-O-O-C-O-C-K-Y. It took until this week. I don't know why. I was just walking around the house, and all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, oh, Bukkake. I get it. It wasn't like I was watching Robot Chicken. It wasn't like I'd seen that episode recently. It wasn't like it was on the TiVo or anything else like that. Like I'd flip past it or any shit like that. Like literally, I was doing laundry. I picked up like a pile of undershirts to dump in and put some bleach in and whatever. And as I had that armful, I went... Oh, that's clever. They got it past the sensors.
Well, Andy, what do you call it when those guys come all over your face?
Well, I did. Just ropes of it. You know, I had still had the goggles on. Kind of couldn't see out of one eye because it was all just plastered on.
Lovely. Really.
So last week, after we recorded Tancast, my son was down for a nap. And my wife was upstairs. And my brother had hopped on to Xbox Live and... I went on and hopped on, and we played some Borderlands together and had a good old time. Jolly old time. Played a couple hours of Borderlands. A couple hours later, as my son's waking up, my wife's walking downstairs with him, and my brother and I, as we're about to say goodbye to each other, are figuring out, of the weapons that we picked up, does he have any that he doesn't want anymore? Because I was a lower level than him, and, maybe I could use them. Maybe they were, like, really good weapons for me, and he was going to sell them. So we're, like, reading off the stats of these weapons of, like, here's how much damage it does, and here's how much accuracy it has, and blah, 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 all the way down the line. My wife kind of stops halfway down the stairs, listens for a couple of minutes, and then proclaims loudly, "All right, chums, let's do this!" It's like, oh, yep, we're the guys from the Leroy Jenkins video.
I was like, did she finish?
yeah, I stared at her like, what the fuck? And she goes, Leroy Jenkins! My wife's awesome. Oh, and in being awesome, she has shamed me.
I told you that bitch was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And my brother and I don't know how Noah plays Borderlands, but we discovered over the week that even though when you log more than one person in, like, the enemies get harder, and, like, there's a higher probability that you're going to, like, hit higher level enemies, and that they'll be individually harder. But I guess they, like, drop better shit and whatever. But he and I discovered that that game is a lot easier when you got someone else watching your ass. Because it's like, when it's just you, it's like, oh shit, they're coming from everywhere. And when there's two of you, it's like, okay, you take that half, I take this half. Or if there's like one big guy and he's running at one of you, the other one can like run along the side and shoot him in the ass.
Oh, I bet you like shooting him in the ass, you
faggot. Oh, I do. Well, there's one class of enemy that are like heavily armored from the front, so shooting him in the ass is pretty much the only way to take him down.
Are you talking about the spiders? Or the
skags? No, we haven't seen the spiders yet. No, I'm just talking about the skags.
Oh.
The three jaw skull splits open.
I just like to shoot him in the mouth.
My son watched me playing that game for a little while, and the thing came racing at me. He pointed to the screen and goes, "Doggy!" And the doggy's head opened up, just like split down the middle of the skull so it could scream at me. And he kind of looked a little concerned. I went, "Bad doggy." He went, "Bad doggy."
Your child's going to be very confused later on in life.
No, doggy! If he ever sees a dog that skull actually splits vertically down the center line, he will know that's a bad doggy.
Like, why is his maw not opening?
Yeah.
I would like to once again do our weekly apology to Chelsea.
Okay.
Because we're talking about video games.
No, I'm getting right off video games here.
I'd also like to point out we have more than one Chelsea listening. Okay. I'm referring to the only one who actually comments on a regular basis. The best Chelsea ever. That's right, other two Chelseas. Step up your game. Go big or go home. Wait, don't go home. Stay here.
Time to step your game up.
Way to alienate our other listener, Tim.
What?
I said way to alienate our other listener.
Other two Chelseas.
Oh.
We have Chelsea. We have the biggest demographic is of the Chelsea demographic.
Well, way to... yeah, fuck it. There were words in there. They're gone now.
Words.
So, further proving that I'm a bad parent, other than playing an incredibly violent video game in front of my son, my wife was laying down the other day because she wasn't feeling well, so I had the son downstairs, and Bruno had recorded on the TiVo as a suggestion. I thought, oh, Bruno's funny. So I'm playing it. I get to the point where it's just the whole screen is a penis doing the helicopter. I'm like, I've got a two-year-old sitting next to me, and there's giant dong flipping around on the screen. I'm reaching for the controller, like trying to, like, you know, figure out, oh, am I going to pause it? Oh, no, fast forward, click past this. I get my hand around the controller and I hear from next to me, peep.
Wow.
Like, oh, no, I don't want to reach for the controller because clearly he finds that funny.
Is that what he calls the penis? Peep?
Yes, he calls the penis his peep.
Where, did you teach him that, or did he learn that on his own?
I think my wife called it his peepee, and he shortened it to peep.
What are you going to do when you give him peeps? Eat the peeps. Tell
him it's a different kind of peep.
I don't want to eat the peep.
There's another part of Bruno.
I don't want to eat the peep.
Where Bruno is pretending to, he's simulating giving oral to the dead Millie from Millie Vanilli, and he's like jerking him off and licking the balls and then turns him around and gives him the ghost of Millie the rusty trombone where he's licking the butthole and jerking him off like with the reach around. And I realize I'm again watching this with the toddler and I'm a little horrified until I realize, oh, it just looks like the silly guy is being spastic in midair. And my son turns towards me, laughs, and then starts emulating the same move, like flicking his tongue really quickly and jerking something off in the air towards his face. I'm like, well, it's going to take a couple of years to find out exactly what sort of damage I'm doing right now.
I think you can see it already, sir.
In my defense, my wife starts coming downstairs, and I like moved it forward and like paused it and switched to watching, you know, Handy Manny or something like that to help purge his little brain. And I start telling her about this story. I'm like, I'm really sorry, babe. And the first thing she does is goes, hey, baby, what silly thing did daddy show you on TV? Show mommy. It's like, oh, good. Someone else was amused by this, too.
And did he show mommy?
No.
No?
He was playing with his truck.
Is that what you call it? His truck?
Yes, he calls it his peep. I call it his truck.
Tim likes that.
That was good.
Yep.
I'll take it. I'll buy that for a dollar.
So, Tim, in a couple of months, we'll find out if you can set the bar any lower than I.
No, it won't, because I won't be telling these goddamn stories all the time.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
That's
so funny.
There was a documentary called Babies. We watched it on Netflix the other night. And it's not even like, you know, Morgan Freeman doing narration. Like, there's no narration. It's just like...
Is there any dialogue at all?
Sometimes people will talk or whatever, but, like, nobody's ever interviewed for the camera. It's just, like, the camera's there pointing at the babies and you hear it. You know, like, people are talking in the room while the baby's being recorded.
This sounds fucking fascinating.
And only one of the four babies is in the U.S. or an English-speaking country, so in only one of the four babies do you have a chance of hearing English dialogue.
Jesus Christ.
But I did find out that in countries where diapers are not the norm, one way that they deal with baby poo, which is to hold on to the baby and kind of, you know, squeeze the poo out and shake it off a little bit, then wipe the poo off on the knee and then wipe the knee off with the corn cob.
Wait, their own knee?
Yes.
Tim, get on it.
Get on what?
That's how you're going to raise your child.
Save on diapers.
How about no?
Come on, Tim.
Raise your child to be a Maasai warrior.
How about no?
Come on, corn on the cob. Sounds excellent.
No, it doesn't. I don't even like corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's
there was
why
no corn on the cob.
It
was, just a corn cob. Like a dried up corn cob.
Yes, that just represents corn on the cob.
I think it represents poo on the knee.
After you've done all that work fucking getting the corn off the cob, which is the least fun part of it, and then to sully it by smearing poo on it, that just, you know, fucking, I'm trying to celebrate my work.
All right.
No, thank you.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna stick with toilet paper. Why don't you try it, Mr. fucking giving up organic towels and shit? Why don't you start wiping your ass with a corn cob?
Because I'm having a baby soon.
No, your ass, son.
That's not how it does in the movie. I'm talking about how you do in the movie, Tim.
I'm talking about how you can do it right now. Fucking step up. Go big or go home. Then you can plant those little corn cobs, which fertilizer are already on them, and maybe you could grow some more corn.
Mm. Except the kernels of corn are the actual things that are the seeds.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be some corn in his poo.
You're not supposed to use human waste for food, for fertilizer for food you're going to eat.
Why is that?
It's just bad.
Yep.
Why is it bad?
It soaks in the bad bacteria from your body and stuff.
I think that's said by the fertilizer industry, who don't want you using your own free supply.
No.
Leading Andy to go Google night soil.
What's night soil?
Euphemism for human excrement collected at night from cesspools, privies, etc., sometimes used as a fertilizer.
All right, then.
I didn't just have that definition right off the top of my head in those words. That was Wikipedia.
But yeah, you can't use it for fertilizer for stuff you're not going to eat. Like flowers.
Whew. I am so glad we live in the Western world with flush toilets.
And diapers?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Although, if you were born in one of these places and did not know of the ways of the world, maybe it wouldn't seem so bad.
I'm sure it wouldn't. Also, I'm sure that baby never gets diaper rash. Although, in fairness, my baby never gets rickets.
And your baby gets to watch Bruno.
Or cholera.
So, what did you think of the movie?
Was that for me?
Yes.
For Bruno?
No, it was for me. Well, after not seeing it, I felt it was not bad.
Oh,
you know?
I'd seen Bruno before. I thought I talked about it on Tamcast. I'm sorry.
I switched things in my head and didn't tell you. What did you think of the movie Babies?
Oh, the babies. Yes. It was actually kind of compelling. Like seeing the babies in these different cultures, just sort of like how they're treated, how they get along. You know, there's just a lot of commonality in terms of like the speed at which they develop, and you know how much of a prick the older siblings seem to consistently be.
Like jealousy.
Yeah, yeah. Like the I think it was the Mongolian baby's older brother, like kept just whipping him with this. I don't know, it was like a scarf or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't terribly heavy. But it just kept, like, popping him in the face with this scarf until the little baby would cry. And then he would stop and just, like, look around, like, I don't know why it's crying. And then as soon as the baby would stop crying, he'd turn around and, like, whap him in the face with the scarf again. And then turn around again, like, I don't know. What's going on? What? Look what I did. I make it cry. I'm the cry maker.
I don't know how often it happens, but I would be afraid if I had another child that the older one would kill the little one, either maliciously or on accident. I mean, I guess, you know, that's a good reason you should be watching your kids all the time, but just like, I've heard stories, I'm like, that is horrendous.
All right.
Like this is supposed to be common, or?
I don't know how common it is. I remember Kevin Smith telling a story.
I was thinking that's what you might be talking about.
But I think there was also a CSI episode where it happened.
Oh yeah, there was at least one.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm sure if there's an episode about it, you know, they got that idea from somewhere.
Yeah, and you hear things about like the 6-year-old watching wrestling and then doing a body slam on the 3-year-old or whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think more often what probably happens is a child doesn't realize, you know, that they're causing harm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because my son hugs my cats like he's going to take a head.
Yeah, and I think that's more like, you know, the child's like, I don't understand how I, you know, what I'm doing here. Yeah. I'm just hugging.
Yeah, I hugged and the head popped off.
That's not supposed to happen, son. Oh.
My bad.
Can we glue it back
on? That's
on
me.
Can you make another one?
Glue! I need glue!
You're going to need a lot of glue.
1001 stupid things to do. I saw another movie.
Yeah.
I saw actually two of the movies. I saw A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, which I enjoyed. It's a little fucked up, but it was enjoyable. I don't know why. I thought it was like going to be more like a spy movie, which it's not really. It's more like a thriller.
Okay.
Thriller!
I have no idea what the other two movies are about. It didn't seem like they're continuing. Like, this story was wrapped up in this movie, so I guess maybe they just follow those two characters around again on their other adventures, but... It was interesting. I was enjoying the main lady. She's kind of hot in a dykish way. She's like very, very butch looking, very muscular.
Alrighty.
And it has subtitles, so I'm sure there'll be a American remake coming along shortly. That may already be in the works. And then I watched Legion, which was okay.
That's funny. I watched Legion too.
They need a rating on Netflix that's not like it, and it's not didn't like it. That's kind of like, meh. Like, I wouldn't say I liked it. I wouldn't say I didn't like it. I guess technically okay would be liked it.
Yeah, I always assumed that 3 stars was meh, 2 stars was, and 5 stars was, or 1 star was,
really hard to write that down in a rating system, though.
Yep. That's why they just do the stars.
Why do places not like you do half a star?
I don't know. It's one of those things of, like, if you give people 1 to 5 ratings, or 1 to 10, or, like, 1 to 100, are you really going to get higher quality, or are they going to spend time, like, worrying about, wait, this one's 83 and that one's 84?
But I don't think half a star would make it that much different. Like, just like, hey, this was kind of in between these two options. I don't know. To me, like, not adding, like, well, especially if it's, like, if it's just a 5-star rating,
mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I think you should have 10 options. So either... let you do half a star or have it be up to 10 stars.
Okay. What's the difference between 5 and 6?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. You know it when you see it?
Yes. Just because I feel like, you know, like something like Legion is not a 3 and it's not a 2 to me. So I would like something in between.
Yeah. I gave it a 2. It seemed like the... I'm going to try to do this spoiler-free, but it seemed like the end of the movie was like, you know, and stay tuned because we're going to have continuing adventures in this crazy world with the mythology that we've spent this movie setting up. Except, like, 5 minutes before that, they were like, and this is how the problem resolved itself. So it's like, the end, except these people are still acting like there's issues.
Yeah, you could always, you know, I'm sure open up that well, like, oh, now there's something else that's going to threaten you.
Yeah, but it would be like... like, let's say the end of the first Terminator movie was a total victory against Skynet and the machines, and for some reason Sarah Connor still decides to go on the run. That's about the...
yeah, but in this one, I think even though they didn't show it, it was implied that the whole world was fucked.
Yeah, but they implied that the whole world was fucked, but then they also, or was in the middle of fucking itself, but then they also sort of resolved the reason it was fucked.
Well, right, but I think the world was already fucked.
Yeah.
So it's probably like, you know, apocalyptic now or somewhere in between. So
well, it just seems like at that point it'd be more, you know, society trying to rebuild.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's bands of people who are like...
perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you're really trying to... I'm just saying, you know, maybe that's how they could go if they decided to continue it. Somehow I doubt there will be a sequel, though.
Yeah. I really do too. And like one of the most clever twists or reveals or whatever in the movie is given away really early. Should we just say spoiler alert and me say what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay. The fact that the Legion isn't demons, that it's angels.
What the fuck?
Oh, yep. That was known in the trailer, wasn't it?
Nope. The fact that they named the movie Legion, the way that everybody had those crazy shark teeth, like walking on the ceilings, the cloud of flies, that all seemed like, really stereotypically demonic shit going on.
For some reason, I was pretty sure I got that impression from the trailer. Because it's like, well, why would this one angel come down and help them? Why wouldn't a bunch of angels? Like, I thought he was fighting his own kind.
Ah.
I don't know.
Well, I think you're stupid.
And I would say it's a movie you could
skip. How's he stupid if he was the one who figured it out and you didn't?
I was arguing like a 5-year-old.
Checkmate.
Touche. No, I'm arguing like a French 5-year-old.
But yeah, it's definitely not a movie you have to see.
No.
As evidenced by the fact that I haven't seen it and probably never will.
Yep. I wouldn't say it was a horrible movie, but I would say that there are plenty of other things out there that you can spend your time on.
Like Tancast.
Like Bruno, where dude does the helicopter.
Now I want to see The Informant. I wanted to see it before, but I was listening to a This American Life where they talked about the true story. And I'm like, that does sound interesting. I want to see the movie.
I have seen the movie. My wife was, if I'm remembering correctly, more positive. Not like glowingly positive, but like, yeah, I liked that. I thought it was like just absolutely fucking hilarious and amazing that this is based on a true story.
And according to Ira Glass, he said it was pretty accurate.
Yeah, yeah. I looked it up and was reading like the real story about this guy. I was like, holy shit!
Yeah, it was a pretty. I mean, you know, that's why after listening to it, I was like, not really want to see this because it's a pretty interesting. It was a pretty interesting story. I was just like,
yeah,
wow, this guy's just crazy.
Yeah, and Matt Damon's fucking great in this movie.
Although, in the movie, it made him seem like he was an idiot.
I think in the trailers, it makes him seem like he's an idiot.
Okay. That's because, like, yeah, when they're telling the story, it totally, you know, they're saying that he was, like, one of the best informants they've had. And I was like, well, the trailer did not make it seem like that at all.
It's
very smooth, and, like, he would handle himself very well, and, like, you know.
Yeah, without, like, giving away some of the better, like, nail-bitey moments in the movie, it's like he'll do stuff that's just, like, completely tone-deaf, like, fucking clueless, like, what the shit are you doing? And then pull something just completely out of his ass and, you know, get away with it.
Cool. Well, now at the top of my queue. I wish it was on Instant Watch, because I would have watched it. Instead of watching Legion.
Netflix Instant Watch is awesome.
You there, Sweetie Bear Tim?
What?
You there?
Yeah.
There's quiet.
I've been talking this whole time.
Yeah.
You're quiet.
You're an idiot.
You are an idiot, Noah.
So quiet.
Boom.
Oh, I made $100 this week. I mean, $100 extra dollars.
I was like, it sounds like you had one of my weeks.
How many men do you have to blow?
Not many. Surprisingly few. No, my company decided that a bunch of meeting rooms that were being renovated or like changed, you know, repurposed, whatever, needed new names. And they had a little competition, people to suggest new names within, like, this specific theme inside the company. So, like, they were going to get them all named in a certain way. And I came up with a couple that I thought were pretty clever, and one of them was clever enough to win. So I got $100.
It was a racing theme.
It was.
So they paid you $100 for that? 100
yep.
Smackaroonies?
Yep. Got a couple of
Smackaroonies.
American Express gift cards. Just burning a hole in my pocket.
Woot woot.
I just like those things.
The gift cards?
American Why? Express gift cards in particular.
Why?
Because, well, A, when you buy them, you have to pay like a fee for them. Like, you have to pay a little extra, I think. So it's like, why not just get cash? And then after, if you don't use them for a while, they'll start to take money off of them.
Yeah.
So it's again,
yes,
like,
I dislike that.
So why don't you just give someone cash? Like, I understand, like, Best Buy. Because Best Buy is like, you know, you give them for a specific place. They can go there. They don't expire. B, they don't take money off after a while with, like, specific. Well,
they used to expire. There used to be a way the companies made money on that shit. But,
well, right, but not anymore. With gift cards that are for a specific store. Like, I think still with American Express or any type of ones that have, like, you can use anywhere.
Visa.
they still expire.
Yep.
So that's the reason I'm just like, yeah, you just give someone cash. Like, if you're going to do American Express or something like that. That's my opinion.
A $2 monthly service fee applies, but is waived for the initial 12 months after purchase.
Yep.
Reading that right off the back. Ah, delicious.
But,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not going to have these things sitting around for 12 months, because you know what? Fuck them.
I was like, yeah,
that's my $100. They
Andy's
didn't name
be like,
shit. They named American Express.
What's everyone just stand for as Halloween?
I'm going to dress up as Andy, the guy who's staying home.
Really?
Yeah.
Vagator.
What about you, Tim?
Well, the plan was I was going to dress up as Starfleet captain, and my wife was going to dress up as Uhura, but fuck eBay, PayPal, and costume base, because it looks like her costume that we ordered is going to arrive November 2nd.
Mmm. Delish.
That's a good plan right there.
Which is not particularly helpful, as for those of you in foreign countries who don't know, Halloween is October 31st.
And how long ago did you order it?
October 13th.
And what was the issue that caused it to get delayed so long?
Because PayPal was not linked directly to my credit card, I had to wait for PayPal to verify that I had the funds in my bank account, which apparently took 1, 2, 3, 4 business days with a weekend in the way.
And that place only takes PayPal?
Well, yeah, it was eBay.
eBay only takes PayPal.
Oh, nah, yeah, that's retarded.
Yes. And then, adding to the retardedness, they waited to ship my order out an extra 2 days after receiving my payment. Even though I had written them twice before the payment even cleared, like, hey, can you ship this out? I know it's your policy to ship it out, you know, once the payment clears, but I assure you I have the money. We're just hoping to get this as a Halloween costume. I fear if you wait, I'm not going to get it in time. Did they write back? No! Fuck you, Costume Base in Singapore. If you have any listeners in Singapore, go find where Costume Base is and shit on her face.
Wow. Okay.
Shit right on her face. Oh, I have shit on my face. That's how it's going to sound. Let's see if the tracking link has got me any news other than, yep, it's been shipped. It's like it was dispatched to America, and that's like all it said since the 21st. Apparently it's taken the slowest fucking canoe ever over to America.
And do you know, how are they shipping it, do you know?
U.S. Post Office.
Ooh.
And they said there's an extra thing, it might get caught up in customs. Hooray! Fuck me!
Was there no local places selling your costume?
No, not the one we wanted. That's another thing, costume stores locally, fuck you! Why have we stopped selling Star Trek costumes? It's only been a year since the movie came out, oh, cocksuckers! People still want to dress up like Star Trek fans!
Yeah, you know, it's only been, like, a cultural touchstone for longer than I've been alive.
I mean, sure, well, let's sell plenty of fucking Star Wars Clone Wars shit.
Really?
Star Wars beats Star Trek in retail.
Yeah, well, that's been true for some time.
Yes.
By the way, I finally watched a chunk of Clone Wars, the animated series. Or the, you know, computer animated series, not the two-dimensional one. I guess technically they're all two-dimensional, but you know what I'm talking about. The rendered computer animation one. Not bad.
Is it something you will continue watching?
Only unless I babysit those kids again.
Okay.
All right.
My wife and I were babysitting some kids on Friday.
Ah.
Good times.
I hope you weren't watching Bruno.
No. As mentioned, we were watching Star Wars Clone Wars.
Yes,
could you pay attention, please?
You idiot. You fairy.
You fairy.
Oh.
Got a sneak preview of parenting as the baby was like, I was just, you know, sitting there hanging out with the baby, because there's four of them, and so we were sort of dividing and conquering, and I was hanging out with the baby, and the baby, like, we were having fun, and all of a sudden, like, I see his face start to go, like, more serious. I was like, uh-oh, all right, let's go back to doing what I was doing. Nope, that's not getting him, nope, there he goes, crying.
I broke the child.
that's what Danelle and the mom said as they came back in the room, like, did you break him? I'm, oh, no, we were just sitting there.
Oh. I think I told you when I was feeding my brother-in-law's kid, and he started to choke. I was freaking out, like, oh, shit, what'd I do?
Then the mom just picks him up, and he stops crying. I'm like, well, why didn't you just fucking say you wanted to be picked up? I don't care that you're 8 months old. It's no excuse. Faggot.
Nice.
Damn,
and she was like, could you please not call my baby a faggot? I was like, I'll do what I want to do. I'm not getting paid for this.
I'll do what I want.
Whatever.
Worst babysitter ever.
We got some free food.
That's true. We did get dinner. That was lovely.
That is nice.
Dinner is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't worry, though, Tim. You'll start to learn to be able to sort of read babies' moods and sort of intuit what it is they want. Sometimes they'll just be crying and screaming and you'll have absolutely no fucking clue, but usually it'll be like, you know, well, I just changed you and I just fed you, so you probably like need to be picked up and burped, or you're just feeling like you want a hug.
Or I could just cuff them around. Gah!
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes you got to do that too. Like when my son was sitting on the couch and pointing at shit on the ground, and like he's got different words for different classes of toys, and anything with wheels on it is a choo-choo. So he'd just be sitting up on the couch pointing at one of his wheeled toys, one of his little cars or whatever on the ground, looking at me going, choo-choo, choo-choo, because he wants me to get it up and pick it up. So finally the other night I looked at him and went, buddy, show me your feet. Where are your feet? And he's really excited to show off. He picks his feet up, points at them. I go, good. Now, show me how your feet get your ass off the couch, walk over to your choo-choo, pick it up, and carry it back.
Yep, I'm sure that worked like a champ.
No, he just like sort of sat there and stared at me, and then pointed at his feet again.
What?
Like, oh, there's going to come a time in his life where that will be damaging. But at that moment, that was cathartic.
Damaging? I don't think so.
You're not supposed to use sarcasm against little kids.
What? Bullshit!
And they got rules.
Who says?
I don't know. Fat women on Lifetime.
Fuck them.
With British accents.
Oprah.
Fuck them in their balls.
Or is it Bravo?
Fuck Oprah. She's quitting.
Oprah's such a fucking quitter.
Thank you, Noah, for that dynamite drop-in.
No problem. Yeah, no, you can at least sung it like, Oprah!
Oprah.
Backwards, it's Harpo!
That's the name of her production company.
Yep. And the name of her husband in Color Purple, which I always thought was a little ironic.
The one that beat the shit out of her? Wait, mm-hmm. No. Did she beat in Color Purple by her husband?
I think she got beat and then like beat him down or something like that.
I remember there was beaten somewhere in that movie.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg's character got beat by her husband.
Okay.
It's been snap! Sorry. Pretend I didn't say anything. Keep talking.
You said it now.
No, keep talking.
No,
that was
oh,
it.
Oh, snap,
we're just talking about beating. Beating you, bitch.
Joe did buy a Words t-shirt.
All right. Yo, Joe. Just remember, it's got nothing to do with fucking Bo Burnham, biter.
Why you gotta bite our shit?
That's our thing. It's not my thing. I mean, I provided the words, but it was one of you guys that called it out. You named it. You gave name to the beast.
Oh, that dirty beast.
I believe it was technically me, because I said it was like a Gatling gun. Words, and then Noah shit himself laughing. You can find all that on the prepisode, which you probably already heard if you're listening to this, because you're one of the five people who listen to this. That's right, it got less in between the beginning of this episode and the end of it. That's how bad Tancast is.
Yep. Well, I mean, you did shit all over the Chelsea demographic.
We're hemorrhaging listeners like something that hemorrhages something else.
Like a Haitian with cholera.
Wow. Okay, then.
Now you're alienating our Haitian demographic.
Well, apparently they're dying anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man. I on the news, somebody was like, "Is it in what's suspected to be an outbreak of cholera, 140-something people have died in Haiti of diarrhea." I'm like, yeah, that is cholera. I know they got to run tests because there's other shit that can cause diarrhea and be, you know, rapidly spread. But typically when they're talking about, you know, deaths in the dozens and the dozens of dozens, it's cholera.
Maybe someone just sent some Taco Bell as some humanitarian aid.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't ready for it.
Haiti is a warm country, and you do not want your Taco Bell sitting around being warm.
No,
stop. Taco Bell is best hot right off the food or allowed to cool to the point where the bacteria starts dying.
Dying over poo.
Jesus.
What?
They are dying over poo.
That's why it's clever.
Yes, I know, but it's stark.
It's Tancast, baby.
That's
we're not here
true.
To have fun and be... Oh, wait, yes, we are. It's my bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of having fun and being dark, I assume it will be posted by the time this is up. Fuck, we had a lot of fun when I was on the Drinking Buddies podcast. Down, poke it down, poke that, poke it down now. I was just there on Wednesday. Fuck, that shit was fun. Like, we went an extra hour. That's how fun it was.
Wow.
Like, because they do a radio show at Long Beach State California University, whatever. Some sort of university in Long Beach. Fuck them. anyway, so there's someone supposed to do a show after them for the next hour, and apparently that guy hasn't shown up. So they just like, fuck it, we'll keep going.
All right.
Of course, they can't say fuck it because they're on the radio.
F it. They probably can't see that either.
I'm not. No offense to Don Barris, the guy who called in and was interviewed, but just fast forward through the first half hour of that show. Just listen to the second hour and a half.
Just swim in Lake Tim for a little while.
Well, not for nothing. If you don't know Don, I mean, if you're a fan of Don Barris, by all means, you'll get your Don Barris on. But if you're not,
so I don't know
feel
how well the microphone picked it up, but my son just entered the office like a fucking action hero. my wife had picked him up and let him out of the little gated off area that we got, and apparently he took off, like, as she was trying to get out of the area herself, he just took off. And there's double doors on the office, and he just shoved through two of them like he was about to yell, "Get down!" But being a baby, he shoved through both of them and went, boom, hi! Like, dude, that was a dramatic entrance completely ruined at the last second right there.
I thought every dramatic movie should be, every action movie, boof, boof, hi!
That would be amusing.
Yeah, my wife was right behind him, like trying to grab him, and whispering to me, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And he turned around and went, "No!" and slammed the doors in her face.
Jesus.
Oh, dude. Attitude.
No.
Apparently, he's got a poopy butt, and he wanted to keep that.
Why do you want to keep his poopy butt?
I don't know. Well, he's got a little bit of diaper rash going on right now, so it's probably more of he doesn't want her to take him upstairs and wipe because it kind of hurts him. But, yeah, if she didn't clean up the poopy butt, it's just going to hurt worse. Poopy butt sucks. Diaper rash sucks. Oh,
indeed.
But you know what doesn't suck? Ends available right now?
No.
Sierra Mist Cranberry. Thank me later.
I tried it. I wasn't that impressed.
Hmm. They seem to have changed it a little bit, like, before
well,
they were doing
real
the
sugar.
What was that?
They're using real sugar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's what the change you're talking about is, but I do know they use real sugar. I don't know if they didn't use real sugar before.
Oh, no, they didn't before. Yeah, like, the only complaint I had about it before was that it was a little too syrupy. And it does seem less syrupy now, but it also seems like it's got less lemon bite to it than it did before. Like,
I was looking up, and I was like, oh, it has, like, has real sugar now. And I tried it, and I was like, that's not that impressive.
Yeah.
Although, I'm not really a fan of Sierra Mist in general. I think it's a poor man's 7-Up.
Mm.
Not 7-Up. I mean, like, 7-Up, really. Sprite.
You don't like 7-Up?
No. There's something really? About that. I mean, I'll drink it, but if someone said Sprite or 7-Up, I like Sprite all the way, baby.
Ooh, I disagree with you. I 7-Up far and away above Sprite.
That's because you're an
Sierra
idiot.
Mist.
I don't know that I have any hard opinions on either of those three. Any of those three beverages. They're all pretty much interchangeable for me.
Well, in
can
fairness...
Can I have a 7-Up? We have Sprite. All right. Can I have a Sprite? We have Sierra Mist. All right. Can I have Sierra Mist? We have a punch in the balls. I'll take it.
In fairness, when I've got a choice, it's usually because I'm at a grocery store, because restaurants will only have one of the three. So when I'm at the grocery store and I'm buying one, it's often because I'm thinking I'm going to mix it with whiskey later.
One thing I do like that you showed me a while ago, Andy, was mixing a little spritz of Sierra Mist in your Pepsi. That's pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you're at like a fast food place and they have, or like 7-Up and they have, not 7-Up, 7-Eleven, and they have like a bunch of different things in your fountain spigot?
Yep.
Spigot.
Yeah, you're just pouring like a Pepsi or a Coke or whatever, and then you grab just a little splash of the lemon lime stuff. It's good.
Little spritz.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, less than a 1-to-8 ratio. Like, you know, you do mostly the brown stuff, and then just a little tiny bit of the light stuff. Just.
That sounds like what's happening in Haiti.
That's how the white ladies like to do it.
Yep.
No, it was funnier. Well, less evil.
What did you say, Tim?
I said that sounds like what's happening in Haiti. Mostly brown stuff.
Why you got hate on the Haiti?
I'm not hating on the Haiti.
Why you got hate on the Haiti?
I'm using humor to raise awareness. I'm helping.
Tim, you're helping.
Tears are not enough.
I had a recipe
nothing
I made
for
this
tears
morning
are not
for my
enough.
Wife. What?
Nothing for tears are not enough? That's a great reference.
I got to go help with my son. I will be right back.
You faggot.
All
right.
I'm like Noah, though. I'm helping with someone else's poo. All
right. So were you starting to say something about a recipe, Noah?
Oh, yeah. Recipe corner. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. The kitchen. The kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Woo!
This is banana cinnamon waffles. And here is the recipe. I will link you to it.
Give me the recipe.
I will say, we did not have buckwheat flour, which it calls for, and I looked, and I didn't see it at the store, so I don't know where you would get that, so I just used some extra whole wheat flour. We also, because Stephanie's vegan, we also used almond milk instead of regular milk, and then we also used Smart Balance instead of butter, and we also used flaxseed oil instead of eggs. Flaxseed oil and one tablespoon of flax seeds, ground flax seeds, to 3 tablespoons of water is a egg substitute. But if you're not vegan, you can just follow the recipe.
Fucking, do you even have this exact... What, you fucking had something completely else, sounds like. Fuck, we exchanged this for this, and instead of waffles, we had a fucking Studebaker, and instead of bananas, we used a small Asian boy.
Oh, you gotta use a small Asian boy.
And how were they? How were your bastardized vegan bullshit?
I liked them. I mean, they weren't the best waffles I've ever had, to be honest. I might have been better if we used... Like, some vegan stuff to me is good. Other stuff, I'm just like, I think this would have been good with the other options, like eggs and milk.
That's why we have eggs and milk, because they're goddamn delicious.
But other stuff is vegan, and it tastes just fine. So, but in this particular case, I thought it was just all right. But Stephanie said she really liked them, so... For what it's worth, I haven't tried the non-vegan recipe for it, so it might taste a little different. But give it a shot. Let me know what you think.
All right. Write in. Let us know what you think. I haven't gotten any submissions for what the fuck did Noah just say last week.
What? Shocking. Really.
Have you listened to that, Noah?
No.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
That's what I am saying. I might know what I'm saying. I might be able to figure it out.
Oh, maybe I should find the clip and send it to you.
That's what I am saying.
It was funny because I didn't notice it during the show. Like, you know, during this part of the show when we're talking. And then, like, I'm editing it. I was like, what the fuck? Like, we just steamroll over it. Keep talking. Like, I imagine the listeners, like, when they listen to that first part of it, are like, wait, do they know what he meant? I just kept going. Like, it was normal. Oh, that's the weird thing about multiple kids. Like, I don't, you know, you've hung around enough young kids to know that the fucking, they're uncomprehendable a lot of the time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, but then, like, there was, you know, there was a girl and a boy that when I was babysitting, there was 3 boys and 1 girl, but, like, there's a girl and a boy that were very similar in age. I think they're both pre-kindergarten. But they're like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, fuck, they understand each other.
Well, not only that, but the parents understand my child.
Nope.
Sometimes.
The parent looked at me like, whoa. It was awesome. She's like, I can't help you. I don't know what that means.
Like, I've been around some babies where I'm like, what did you just say? And they're just like, oh, he said blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, all right.
I'm gonna be like this parent. Why the fuck did you say? I don't know.
I don't know, nigga. Sometimes I got race.
Vote for Obama. I don't know what he said. He's a very liberal baby. Apparently, the marijuana is not looking like it's gonna pass. Currently, or at least the polls show right now that it's behind.
Really? I thought I just heard a poll like a week ago where they said it was gonna pass, but not by much.
That's the problem with polls. Fucking 2 polls taken at the exact same time can say different, completely different things.
Although I wonder if people's views have changed now that they know that the federal government's gonna crack down. Like, what's the point?
We gotta raise against the machine.
But then you saw that ad, like, you know, it seems to go on the surface. But then you were saying you saw that ad where they were saying it's gonna hurt the medical marijuana business.
Yeah, that's what the argument they were trying to make.
That you won't be able to grow as much personally. Right?
Yeah, and they'll increase the prison times for breaking that violation, and also for people underage using it. And is Andy back? Oh, I thought I heard him. I thought I heard Andy back. All right, well, fuck him.
So yeah, maybe, you know, maybe on the surface it seems like a good idea, but there's, you know, other stuff they're shoving in there that makes it, you know, not worth it. I don't know. I haven't looked at the I haven't read what it covers yet. Have you?
Not at all.
Do you usually?
Yeah. Before I vote, I usually. I look at the specifics.
And do you just look at the little pamphlet they give you?
Usually. Should I be digging deeper? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm a bad citizen. No, I was just curious how you do it.
Oh, yeah, usually.
Okay.
Unless it's something like this that I'm maybe more interested in, then I might seek out information. but like a lot of it is like, oh, they're redrawing the lines of this district. I'm like, I don't care. Fuck that district.
Fuck that district. Fuck your couch, nigga. So I think you'll be voting yes on Prop 9?
I don't know about Prop 9, but 19, not, yes.
Yes, 19. I don't know if I mentioned on here that I'm doing like a Citizens Academy. So basically, it's like, I don't know how many weeks. Like, it doesn't end until next year, so last couple months. But it's this program where you can kind of see what the cops do. So I've done two nights now, and the first night was just like, you get to meet the sheriff, and he just talks about, oh, I thought I mentioned this, like, he was a lot of dick sucking, like, oh, I did this, and I did that, and I did this. And then the second night was about gangs, and they're talking about, like, different gangs, and kind of, like, talking about the history of the gangs, and how they got started, and what kind of gangs there are, and he was saying, like, you know, which some of the stuff he said, like, was, like, right, like, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. He was saying, like, you know, majority of gangs you see focuses on, you know, African-American gangs, but the majority of gangs, like, people in gangs is Hispanic. There's more Hispanic gangs out there. But then he would say stuff like, there's this Mexican gang called M.A., or M, which he kept saying is the 14th letter of the alphabet. And I don't know why, but I was thinking about that. I'm like, is that really the 14th letter of the alphabet? And I was like, no, it's the 13th letter of the alphabet. I'm like, why would you put that in there? Don't you fact check your shit? At that one point, I'm pretty sure he said Eazy-E was still alive. Now, granted, this guy just got he just is getting better from cancer. So I don't know what that does to you.
Way to be a dick, Noah.
I didn't call him out. I didn't like stop him like, hey, bucko. M's the 13th letter. Go get cancer.
Go eat cancer?
I said go get cancer.
Oh, he already has cancer.
I know. That's why I'd be fucked up. But yeah. So I mean, that was kind of interesting, but it was a lot of it was kind of like anecdotal stuff, and he did have slides with some facts, but I don't know. I didn't trust everything the guy said. Next week we're going to the morgue though, so that should be interesting.
The morgue, you say?
Yeah, the morgue. And he just slipped back in like a ninja.
If I give you a shopping list,
I will get you nothing. Why? What would you need from the morgue?
I just need a brain.
What?
I just need a brain that I can complete my set.
Your set of what?
Brains? Body parts.
So you have everything except for the brain?
Yep.
I smell bullshit.
Really?
Yes. In fairness, there's a bull outside my door dropping a deuce.
And then we get to go to jail at some point.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you're black. You'll get to go at some point.
Yeah.
You'll get the full tour.
Don't let them know how easy you poop.
You're a strange man, Andy. And then we get to go to their training facilities at some point. That's like an all-day event. I don't know what we're doing. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, fuck. So I went there, and like they had you like a handout with the information in it, and they also give you a binder if they have it. They ran out, and so I came back next week and like, oh, did you get your binder? I'm like, no, I don't really need a binder. Like, oh, you need a binder. This is the older people. And I was like, I don't need a binder. Like, did you bring stuff to take notes? I was like, no. Like,
that's why you need a binder. I brought my fucking head.
That was like her reasoning. Like, that's why you need the binder to take your notes. I'm like, and there was people taking notes. I'm like, what the fuck are you? Like, you gonna study this later on? It just seemed odd to me. It's not like they test us.
Dude, I've got a large flat section on one of my testicles. I'm just gonna write on that.
You're a strange man. And apparently people take this thing multiple times. Like, they don't just go once and like, oh, that was enough for me. They're like, I need to go back.
I want to see brown people living in squalor.
A lot of old people, not a lot of young people.
Makes them feel safe.
Maybe retired people, I don't know. And it kind of makes you don't feel safe. Like we listen to talk, you're like, shit's fucked up, man.
I don't want to hear about Laime. They sound scary and sort of brown, which enhances the scary.
Brown people are coming for your jobs and your anus.
And your women.
And your women. Women.
And your husbands.
So hide your kids.
Because they're raping everybody up in here. That was our downfall episode. I don't know what happened after that, but fucking listeners jumped ship right after that episode.
Like, these guys are getting too commercial.
But in that episode, you thought people downloaded more because we named it the song?
Yes, but then after that, like, you know, like the episode before that, we had, you know, a certain number of listeners, and then that episode, we had a shit ton, and then the episode after that, we had less than the episode before that, and we've never topped it since.
People spread the
word. We've never gone back to our old levels, and in fact, the last 2 weeks, sinking even further. So, welcome everybody, Tancast, Circle in the Drain. You, the people who are here, you're the fucking real listeners. That's, we do the show for you. Fuck those fair weather fucks.
Fair weather fucks, if you were just like, you know, dealing with school shit and just didn't have time or whatever and you're coming back, welcome back, we love you. You don't make us a nickel, but we still love you.
I think
you,
we need to get someone who has an epic
tiny
beard.
Egos.
And he start growing an epic beard.
Why?
Because that's the Giants. They got a guy with an epic beard. They're doing well.
Oh, yeah? Well, my goatee is actually getting a little epic right now.
Okay, dye it a completely different color than the rest of your hair on your head, and then act like, what? Nothing. That's
what hair?
That's a beard. Are you bald?
Yeah, I'm all shaved down, buddy. I mean,
like, you have the stubble. People can tell.
There's a little bit of stubble. They can tell where my hair was.
Yeah,
at one point.
The hair on his head is brown. The hair on his face is jet fucking black. And it looks like someone rubbed shoe polish on it. Like, I expect to see some of it, like, smeared on his nose.
Well, you know, some people, back when I had hair, asked me if I dyed my beard. Beard hair just comes out a different color sometimes.
Bullshit. Bullshit, I say.
Like, yeah, your hair's this color and your beard's this color. Do you dye your beard?
You tell me. You just tell me you glue pubes on your face.
I was like, who the fuck dyes their beard?
Someone does.
It's like, you know, I really love the sandy blonde on top, but I think a deep auburn would look good just right around my face. Right around the mouth hole. Make that auburn.
Right around the mouth hole. Mm-hmm.
It enhances my lips. Mm.
You couldn't see much hair. Like, I was watching a Giants game at my in-laws, and you couldn't see much hair underneath his hat, but I was like, his beard looks so black. And, like...
Well, you could see, like, the brown shooting out from behind.
Yeah, that's why I was like, and the top of his head looks kind of brown.
His beard is just absorbing all the light from around it.
It's like the black hole of beards.
It's the beard hole.
Man, I'd consider doing a Jamie Heineman thing for Halloween. And then I really paid a lot of attention on Mythbusters to exactly how crazy his walrus mustache was, and I realized, I'm like, fuck it, I gotta eat, and that's gonna take, like, I don't know, 2 months to grow out, maybe?
Do you get it down over the lip? Buy a fake mustache.
No, what? That's lacking in realism. You really gotta do it. So, like, when I was a zombie 1 year, like, I killed myself, then raised myself from the dead, because I believe in making the costume as realistic as possible.
Have you heard Barack Obama's going to be on Mythbusters?
I have.
Really?
Yep.
Soon?
Yeah.
December, November episode?
Oh, he needs to do that shit before the election.
Well, he's going to be on Daily Show this week.
Yes, he's going to be on Wednesday. First time they've ever had a sitting president on the Daily Show.
Yep.
Excitement.
To be fair, what are the chances that Bush was going to be on the Daily Show?
Great. Cheney came on.
That is true.
Oh, wait, no.
No,
he didn't.
His wife did. Yeah.
And his, no, McCain's daughter. I was like, and his daughter, but no, McCain's daughter.
McCain's
came on.
Daughter.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see The Night of Too Many Stars?
Probably got about halfway through it before we had to Tancast.
Ah. Well, let me know if your recording made it all the way in, let me know what Robin Williams did, because mine cut off.
What a shock.
I can't blame Comcast for this one. I think the show went long.
Yeah, it did. We actually got, because we couldn't get the first run through for whatever reason. So we actually got the shit that Robin Williams did, and then the episode started, like, I don't know, 15 minutes into our recording. So I was like, ooh, I think we're going to miss a little at the end. Like,
oh, they replayed it right afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
Yeah, and we had a conflict, so we had to get the second run through. It wasn't that great. It was just, you know, Robin Williams sort of rehashing the same shtick.
All right. Did you see... This is towards the end, so I don't know, maybe you saw it on your watching the first 15 or the last 15 minutes. Paul Simon, Chris Rock, and Tracy Morgan.
No, have not seen that yet.
Well, you should look forward to that. You should find. I'm sure the clip is available online. If it is, the clip noise just played, and you can find a link to it right here. But yeah, very amusing.
I saw in the previews Chris Rock and Tracy Morgan doing something like parsley, sage, raspberry, beret.
Yes, and Paul Simon helps them out.
Nice.
Then takes it to a whole nother level, son.
What? Tim, I finally looked at the link you sent us. 160 greatest Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes. Down, poke it down, poke
that, poke it down now. Yes, that made much more sense right after Andy had said, get down!
But I should say, I cannot watch these videos. Like, when they make, like, 10 minutes of, like, quotes, I'm just like, I make it through the first 2 minutes. I'm like, fuck this.
Why?
I don't know. It just does not hold my attention.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
Like, I'm not a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. But I've seen other videos where they do something where they go, you know, here's all the curse words in all movies or all the curse words in this movie. And it's like 10 minutes long. I'm like, pass. All
right. Well.
And see, I found that hilarious when they did that for the Robin Williams Light Up on Broadway.
Yeah, but it wasn't 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, but it was still long.
Thank you.
So you can watch the whole 10 minutes, Tim?
Of the cursing? Probably not. Of those Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes? More than once.
Wow.
Especially when they start to get, like, you know, when they're showing him in different movies saying the exact same shit. Get down, get down, get down, get down, get down, get down!
I like those even less.
Into the boat, into the tunnel, get into the chopper!
Yep. Good times. And then they do... I was expecting more I'll Be Backs than that. There weren't that many. I thought he said it all the fucking time.
There, yeah, it's like one every fucking movie.
I don't think so.
Or variations thereon.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That was in there. But it was like, I'll be back, I'll be back, I'll be back, I'm back. I was like, well, that's it? Put that cookie down! Have you heard that remix from
no.
Jingle All the Way? It's odd. I wouldn't call it hilarious, but... he's talking on the phone to Phil Hartman, and Phil Hartman is talking to... He's at his house helping his wife bake, and he's like, he's eating the cookies, like, oh, these cookies are so good. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger's on a payphone. He's like, put that cookie down now! And like everybody around him on the payphone's like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? Anyway, so then they made it into a remix. Like, put that cookie down, down. Put that cookie down, down. Down, cookie down. Put
that cookie down now. They remix everything these days.
All right, old man Noah, what's that about?
Where's
Old
our remix?
Noel.
Where's our remix, Sonny? Hello? Is everyone there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Okay.
You're just not amusing.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. Terminator, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Commando, Running Man, Raw Deal, Twins, Total Recall, Kindergarten Cop, Last Action Hero, Jingle All the Way, and The Sixth Day.
He says it in Terminator 3?
He says she'll be back in Terminator 3.
Doesn't count.
And I'm back.
Both not counting.
All right.
Judges?
According to Tim.
According to Tim,
well,
the genius.
Okay, so in Raw Deal, it's I'll be right back. Yeah, Last Action Hero, I guess he used it a couple of times. Jingle All the Way, I'll be back with the doll later. And Sixth Day is I might be back.
I can see how you might forget Sixth Day.
They had clips from Sixth Day in there.
I thought you were dead. Try to stay dead this time. We should clone yourself. So you can go fuck yourself.
Have you heard they might be doing a Total Recall remake?
About time.
Remind me what that movie was about again.
Are you being funny, Andy? The
movie is called Total Recall.
Yeah, okay. That's why I wasn't sure if you were being funny.
Mm. Yeah, it's often difficult to tell. Usually the safe bet is no. Although the safe bet is usually that I'm trying.
You just succeeded.
All right. It's a mashup of Arnold Schwarzenegger talking to Cookie Monster about putting the cookies down.
That's awesome.
Not really. It's amusing.
Mm. Is it better than the Song of the Count?
No. What could be?
Because I really love to fuck.
I believe we have stretched this out enough.
I'm sure we have.
Not like the Drinking Buddies episode where we're having so much fun. We're like, we need to keep going. We're just like, fuck, we need to fucking let this go.
Yep.
Put this fucking dead dog to sleep.
Yep.
Keep fucking that chicken.
We fucked this chicken. Now it's just all shriveled in the corner with feathers missing. Crying
just
out.
Sitting underneath the shower head, crying and rocking itself.
That chicken has been fucked 10 ways from Sunday.
My name is Tim.
Begging to be part of a Colonel Sanders bucket. That way
Skin
we can't
me and
fuck
fry
it.
Me. I don't care. I don't care. I just want it to be over.
Oh, God. I was about to say, hey, everybody, I just want to give you a warning. This episode might be up a day or two late. But fucking by the time you hear this warning, you've already listened to the episode. In fact, you've already listened to an hour and a half of the episode.
Hey, you know what? There's enough listeners left that we'll just notify you all individually.
Yeah.
We'll come to your house.
Hi, it's Tim from Tancast. Want to let you know, episode's going to be late. Especially later now that I'm visiting all five of you.
Delicious.
De-lovely.
Delilah.
Oh, totally random, but if anyone hasn't heard it, the Limousine's new single, Internet Killed the Video Star, cracks me right the fuck up. Down, poke it down, poke
that, poke it down, now. All right, good tip from Andy, everybody.
Just a little bit of music love there for you.
Go watch it.
Get it done. And while you're doing that, we're going to be doing other things. Farewell.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bleep.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of Tancast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You can also tell more strangers by going to our official Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast. You can find a link to it at Tancast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official Tancast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
You're listening to Tancast Radio After Dark. This special dedication is going out to Hale. Here you go, Hale. Enjoy.
Fisting and some butt sex, and some fisting and some more
Christ.
Butt sex, then pissing on a midget for me.
You got no with that one.
It was good. I liked it.
You all right?
That felt good to get out.